for. When the doctor said one thing, God has another thing. Tell your problems, God will do that thing.
Amen.
Man, God bless you.
Yet another opportunity to be amongst the land of the living, or should I say living amongst the land of the dying. Amen. But God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to hold you long. Amen. But there is a word for this season that we want to share with you. Amen. You push us a little bit and we'll roll a little faster. Amen. Amen. That's what the preacher said. I feel a little wheelbarrowish. Amen. I'll roll, but you got to push. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. There's a verse that we like to excavate from the responsive reading, taken from the epistle of James. James chapter 5, verse 16. You find that in your Bibles, or you can look in your bulletin, amen, and find it in the responsive reading section. But when you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for another, that ye may be healed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to ask a question today. Whose turn is it to pray? Whose turn is it to pray? Most of you, probably even as I speak, got a turkey in the refrigerator, thawing out, getting it ready for your Thanksgiving meal. All the weeks of planning, preparation, or about to climax in a meal that we consider the meal of the year.
All right.
Amen. That's for some of you. Amen. That meal that everyone drools over.
Yes, sir.
Waits with great anticipation.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a day of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A day set aside to reflect on the blessings God has showered on us.
Yes.
Throughout the year. Is that right? And we do all, and we do it by trying to eat up all that He has provided in one day. Amen. No diets go out the window.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, during this holiday, we might as well reside and resolve that we all going to be a little bigger by the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because we ain't going to hold back. Amen. We're going to eat and eat and eat. And even when we don't feel like eating no more, we're going to eat some more. Amen. That's Thanksgiving, isn't it? You know, some of y'all, when I see you Sunday, going to be a little swole. I know what you're going to say, Pastor. That's water weight. That's turkey weight. Amen. But before all of that comes, first comes the prayer.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
That prayer that every family member secretly desires to pray. I'm kidding. I know. Everybody don't want to raise their hand when it's time to pray. The prayer to start a Thanksgiving meal could be called the prayer of the year.
All right.
It only rivals in first prayer of the new year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I imagine God waits for this prayer with great beatific expectation.
Yes, sir.
Because some of us don't pray into Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Help me, Holy Ghost. It should be prayed regularly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're right.
Thanksgiving prayer ought to come. Prayer of gratitude ought to come regularly.
Amen.
For God's grandiose generosity.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
But when it comes to this one particular prayer, the typical family Thanksgiving gathering could sound something like this.
Alright.
Gather around and listen. Let's invade the homes of our friends and listen to what they about to say.
Yes.
You want me to pray again? I prayed last year. Or don't ask me to do it. I never know what to say. Or do we really have to pray? Everybody's hungry now. Do we got to pray now? Or the one that I really laugh the most about. Hi. Grandmama was looking for somebody to pray.
Oh,
help me, Holy Ghost. Maybe Mama. Somebody's looking for you to pray. The truth is that all of us are capable of prayer.
Yes.
Right.
You do know that, don't you?
Yes.
It's a terrible misfortune that most Christians think a person has to be called to pray. We are called to prayer as soon as we are called to salvation.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us that's been saved can pray.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I would suggest that some of us that ain't saved can pray.
Amen.
When they get in trouble, they start calling on a God they never acknowledged.
Yes, sir.
Pray. Prayer is nothing more than the application of the heart that loves God.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul challenged us to pray without ceasing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus bids us to watch and pray.
You're right.
So how can we think that any of us are excused,
amen,
from prayer?
Yes, sir.
Every one of us that has breath ought to be praying.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
I took a lot of classes in my time. But I never took a class to teach me how to pray.
Right.
Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 2:13, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He says, why bother carving out cisterns to hold water if you don't intend to get thirsty? In other words, why should we become living vessels for God if we do not intend to ask Him to fill us?
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Word says, if your soul is famished, come without doing the hunt. Let a bite on it. Amen. She'll stop crying if you let a bite on it. Give her a binky or something. But if your soul is famished, come. If your body and your mind are afflicted, come. If you suffer from wretchedness and pain,
yes,
come and be consoled.
Amen.
Let the sick come to the physician,
yes,
who can heal all of thy,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within, yes, me. Bless His holy name. Bless,
yes,
the Lord, O my soul.
Yes.
And forget not all of His benefits,
yes,
who healeth all of our diseases.
Yes.
There are three points I want to make about prayer today, and with the hope that many will be moved to develop a different attitude toward prayer.
Amen.
Some of you may say, yes, next time grandmama or mama or daddy asks you to pray, or
right,
the pastor asks you to pray.
Yes.
First, prayer comes from the heart.
All right.
And not the head.
Amen.
Y'all get that? Prayer comes from the heart and not the healing. You don't have to go home and rehearse your prayer.
Amen.
Got a good witness here. You know how we used to do back in the day, all of us young children, we could always tell what Deacon so-and-so was going to pray.
Yeah.
It seemed like he prayed the same prayer every Sunday.
Yeah.
You don't have to rehearse.
Amen.
Now, I've stewarded the mirror for a lot of things. Bro, Joe, ain't that funny. But I've never stood in the mirror. I've stood in the mirror to practice preaching.
All right.
But I've never stood in the mirror to practice praying.
Amen.
Prayer flows naturally. It's like,
yes,
it's like a stream,
yes,
after a heavy rain. God gives the prayers of kings, princes,
yes,
preachers, deacons, ushers, choir members, and you.
Yes.
Without any interruption.
Yes.
You don't have to,
yes, sir,
rehearse.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be concerned about the juxtaposition of your word.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You don't even have to tune it up.
All right.
God is not impressed by the glibness of our tongue or the tone of our speech.
Yes.
God is concerned about the sincerity,
yes,
of our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, I've known some folk. I've known some people of old who lack education.
Yeah.
But oh, when they pray.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You just felt God would just opened up the heavens,
yes,
and leaned over,
yeah,
just to hear what they had to,
yes,
say.
Yes.
Because it came from the heart and not from the head. The only thing that can disrupt your communication with God is your own cloudy and uncertain relationship,
yes, sir,
with the Lord.
Yes.
Now, if you don't belong to God, God does not obligate Himself to hear you. I believe the Bible says, amen, a sinner, he will not hear. He will not answer unless you're praying for, amen, forgiveness, or you're praying for redemption, amen. But God hears everything.
Amen.
And if your relationship with Him is cloudy, that can disrupt your communication. But once you've enjoyed the sweetness of God's love, you will find it impossible to savor anything but Him.
All right.
No one else can lead you to that fountain where your soul, amen, where you can cast your soul at the Savior's feet.
All right.
But Pastor, I don't know what to say. I say to that nonsense.
All right.
Yes, sir.
As much as some of y'all talk.
Yes, sir.
I know you can talk to God. You talk to God just like you talk to anybody else. Can I get a witness here? Amen. And even if you're mad sometimes, tell God about it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's talking
yes, sir.
To God. That's all you got. All you got to do is talk to Him.
Yes.
Just start talking. Don't start trying to think about how somebody else pray.
Yes.
Amen. Just talk to God.
Yes.
The words don't come from your head. They come from your heart.
Yes.
So there's no point in trying to search to figure out what I need to say
Amen.
To the Lord. You don't have to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
All right.
Amen. You might not even get all of that right.
Yeah.
You may not know anything about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissa, Jehovah Shalom, Shammah, Jehovah Siskanu. You may not know those things.
Yes, sir.
But all you got to do is say, oh Lord, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Is spontaneous and unplanned when it flows from the heart. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was an illustration I read, and I'm not going to be a whole lot longer. There's a pastor who went with his sick friend to the doctor. His friend was sick. The pastor went along with him, and instead of using a quick prescription, the doctor sent him to the hospital for further testing to get x-rays and lab work and the whole nine yards. And as the pastor sat in the waiting room, he started to worry.
All right.
Because he saw nurses and doctors hurrying around. They were tending to their sick patients. The phones were ringing off the hook, and the general anxiety was building up in the place, and the pastor felt stress building up, and he thought, this is taking such a long time. If I could only find a quiet place to pray.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He turned around, and his eyes fell on a sign at the corner of the desk, and it read, "Pray here."
Alright.
So he went and knelt down and began to pray for his sick friend.
Yes.
2 hours later, the doctor decided to, amen, his friend could go home. The test proved negative. Simple medication would resolve the problem. And on the way home, the pastor shared his concerns with his friend. And the prayer corner, the hospital, had provided in the waiting room.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The friend looked at the pastor and laughed.
Alright.
I saw that sign. It didn't say pray here.
All right.
It said pay here.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost. The point is, we don't need a special place or time
All right.
to pray.
Amen. Right.
We can pour out our hearts to God whenever and wherever
yeah.
we need to.
Yeah.
God calls all of us to, amen, to our knees when we need Him.
Yes.
Not necessarily our physical needs, but our spiritual needs.
Amen.
Maybe the pastor misread the sign, but more likely, in some mysterious way,
All right.
he saw what God wanted him to see.
Yes.
His heart was ready to receive the message.
Yeah.
See, brothers and sisters, God is trying to talk to some of us,
uh-huh.
but our hearts are not ready
All right.
to receive the message.
Yeah.
So right there, in the midst of the swirling activity, in that waiting room, the pastor found peace and the answer to his prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, when you want to communicate with God,
All right.
let your heart do the talking, not your head.
All right.
Because your head will talk you out of prayer.
Yeah.
But oh, the heart can't help but pray. Kind of get a witness here. It makes no sense to tell God you love Him if you're not going to confess your faults before Him. He can't fix what you claim is not broken. Do you understand what I'm saying? A lot of us are still broke because we don't know we broke. And we won't tell God, I need you to fix me because I'm broke. me, Lord.
Yeah.
I won't get no help.
Uh-huh.
If you need him in the midnight hour,
yeah.
Tell him.
Yes.
If you want to draw closer to God, tell him.
Yes.
If you need him to fix a few things, tell him by fixing you.
Amen.
So a lot of times we want to tell the Lord to fix somebody else, but we're the ones that really need to fix it. Because if God fix us, we'll see things and people differently. That's a good prayer to start with. Work on that one for a while, and before you know it, you'll be talking to God as though you've known him all your life.
Yeah.
And you might as well, because he's known you all of your life.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
So prayer is, amen, something that comes from the heart and not the head.
Yeah.
Secondly, prayer makes us partners with God. And with each other. It awakens our relationship with the Father. God never intended prayer to be one-sided communication. We speak to God, God listens, God speaks to us, and we listen. Can I get a witness here? Our text from James says, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. It then follows saying, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's no accident that James said we should confess before we pray. Y'all get that part? Confession cleanses us. Makes us righteous in the sight of God. It's the confession and the cleansing that makes our prayers powerful. It's not you, but it's the confession and the cleansing that makes prayer powerful. When I pray, if I'm fussing, fighting, feuding with you, God won't answer my prayer. If I'm cheating on my wife or my husband, God won't answer my prayer. If I'm stealing from my boss, God won't answer my prayer. If I'm stingy and self-centered, God won't answer my prayer. I've got to clean up my mind, body and spirit, before I send up my prayer. Only then can I become a partner, amen, with God in my future. Tell God about it. God, clean me up. Fix me up. 6 months minding my business, and 6 months leaving yours alone. Can I get a witness here? It's not about you, but it's about me. When I talk to the Lord, I'm the sinner. I'm the one that needs saving. I'm the one that needs some help. Rather than pointing the finger at somebody else. When it comes to confession, the most frequent question I get is, why do I have to confess before me? Before God will partner with me in prayer. The short answer is because God said so. Y'all did read it there, didn't you? Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. And God said so. And that's good enough for me. But here's some food for thought. Now, if you committed a sin before me, why not confess it before them? They taught us public sin, confess publicly. Private sins, confess privately. And so, there are two things here. It helps others who battle with sin. Can I get a witness here? It lets them know that what they're going through, that you have, who have stood up and confessed to be holier than thou. You also have some struggles. Number two, it holds us accountable. Not only to God, but to one another. Amen. And so when you face the same temptation,
We can help each other.
All right.
We confess one to another.
Yes.
So that we can unify efforts to edify the body. By helping each other with your vulnerabilities.
Yes.
But I would hasten to put a footnote there. Make sure you be careful.
All right.
Who you share your stuff with.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it won't take long before they share it with somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You don't have to spill your guts about all the illicit details of your sins or your midnight rendezvous.
Yes.
Just openly confess the fact that I am a sinner.
Yes.
That's enough to show others that you acknowledge your imperfections. Don't always come here though you've never done anything wrong. And look at me, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I don't sin, because the Bible says if you declare that you have no sin, you a liar. Can I get a witness here? And the truth ain't in you. Besides, you don't, amen, you'd be surprised what folk already know anyway. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. You think you're telling them something they don't know, and they already done told somebody else what you thought they didn't know. And so it didn't mean anything for you to tell them what you thought they didn't know, because they already knew about it. Can I get a witness here? But you got to just come here every now and then and bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. And a wretch undone.
Yes.
I'm dirty.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
God is waiting for us to confess.
Amen.
To clean up.
Yes.
And to partner with him in prayer. Then finally, prayer gives us direction. Is that right?
Yes.
That's what James says. James says it availeth much. In other words, it benefits us much. Amen. It's to our advantage. Amen. God is waiting to communicate with the righteous body of his son Jesus. And when we clean up, the windows of heaven will open up.
Amen.
And when we pray, God pours out his blessings.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Those blessings include the very directions he wants us to live in our lives.
All right.
Now, I know that we are sophisticated now, and we are technologically astute, and we're far ahead of our time. And many of us don't get lost anymore, because we either got GPS in our car, we got GPS on our phone, and so we can find our way to just about any place we want to go. And even when you deviate from the route, it'll come over the speaker and tell you that you have left your, amen, course. Amen. Do you want new directions? Do you want us to redirect your route? Amen. And so we don't have no problem finding where we want to go unless you use MapQuest. And those of you that use MapQuest can find that it's very convoluted sometimes, and you can end up lost. But you know, even when we think we know where we're going, sometimes that's when we get lost.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
Anybody here ever miss your exit? Amen.
Yeah.
You know where you live, but you missed the exit. Amen.
Yeah.
And you ended up going 5 or 10 miles just to turn around to get to your home.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know where you live, there's something wrong. Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
And so as Christians, we get so sure of ourselves that we forget to include God in the routine parts of our day.
Yes.
It's as if we're saying, I got this, God. I know where I'm going. But if you know like I know, even when you leave here today, you'll ask the Lord to give you direction. Guide my feet. Can I get a witness here? Instead of telling God I got it, telling God to take a break.
Yeah.
The psalmist says, I love thee.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Yeah.
My God, my strength. In whom will I trust?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
salvation. My high tower. I want to tell you today, brothers and sisters, when your heart is overwhelmed, trust in a rock that's higher than you. Help me, Lord God. That doesn't sound like God, who wants to be a backup plan. You know what? He really wants to be first when all else fails.
Yeah.
You can call on God. It sounds more like God wants to be in control. He wants to be at the wheel, calling the shots. Can I get a witness here? He wants to be on first. He wants to be your GPS. Prayer comes from the heart. Prayer partners you with God. Prayer gives us direction. Prayer is serious business. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not an habitual string of holy sounding words meant to impress those around us, but rather it is a genuine petition from a repentant child to a forgiven father. Whose turn is it to pray in your house? Whoever it is, God wants to hear from your heart, not your head. God wants to hear prayer from a surrendered spirit, someone who has partnered with him through confession. God wants to hear a prayer from someone with a repentant heart, who has come with thanksgiving in his heart and was willing to receive the Lord. Will God hear your prayer? James says,
yes, sir.
Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. When you pull up your chair to the Thanksgiving table, you'll be also pulling up to the spiritual table that God has prepared for you. Come with a clean heart. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
I heard the psalmist say, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I see if there's any wicked in me in the way of everlasting. Come desiring to be a part with God. As for me, I called upon the Lord, and the Lord saved me, evening and morning and at noon. I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Come asking for direction in all of thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. He will hear you when you pray. He will supply your every need. He will give you what you ask for. He will open if you knock. He will reward you if you seek. He will receive you when you call. Can we get a witness here? Be effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. It availeth much. Help me, Holy Ghost. And James didn't leave us there.
All right.
And I'm through, but he gave us a very interesting example to follow.
Yes, sir.
He said Elijah was a man just like we are.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Elisha the Tishbite.
Yes, sir.
Showed up one day. He met a man by the name of Obadiah.
All right.
He said, go tell Ahab, for 3.5 years, there won't be any rain or dew to fall on the earth.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Many days later, he showed up again.
Yes.
He said, Obadiah, go tell Ahab that Elisha is here.
Yeah.
He went through a showdown on Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
He said, if Baal be God, why don't you serve him?
Yeah.
But if God be God,
yes, sir.
Serve him.
Yeah.
And you know the story.
Yeah.
God showed up by fire.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm trying to get you to see that James said, that Elijah prayed for rain.
Yes, sir.
He prayed, the Bible says, seven times. He told his servant to go look toward the sea.
Yes.
And come back and let me know what you see.
All right.
Now it was a clear day. But Elijah was praying for rain.
Yeah.
The servant came back, I don't see anything. Elijah said, go back and look again.
Yeah.
The third time. The fourth time.
Yeah.
The fifth time.
Yes, sir.
The sixth time.
Yeah.
On the seventh time.
Yeah.
The servant came back and said, I see a cloud.
Yeah.
About the size of a man's head.
Yeah.
He said, go tell Ahab.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
Yes, sir.
Whose turn is it to pray?
Amen.
In your house.
Amen.
Wherever you are, don't be so hesitant.
Amen.
To say I can't pray.
All right.
Because it's not in your head. It's in your heart.
Yes.
And if God has done anything for you, I declare you can pray.
Amen.
If you need directions, you ought to learn how to pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that right? God wants to partner with you and others in prayer. Oh, you don't know how much you miss.
All right.
Not only if you're not praying personally, but if you don't have time for corporate prayer. There are some of us that come and pray religiously for you, for the church.
Yes.
May not be but two or three or four sometimes.
All right.
But God has already promised that I'll be a God in the midst.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to have somebody calling my name before the Lord. Is that all right? You may not can be here on Wednesday night, but wherever you are, you can pray. You can pray when folk tell you you can't pray. Because can't nobody tell when you pray. You ain't got to always be on your knees with your hands folded. You can be walking around in the midst of turmoil and confusion with hell raisers all around you. And you can pray. You can be in your classroom and they say prayer is out of school. That's a lie. Because you can pray. Right there, right there. You can pray anywhere. Anywhere. And you don't have to have a script to pray. Just tell God what you're feeling. Is that all right? The door of the church is open. If you're here, this is your opportunity to say yes to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know how they feel. Sometimes I want to know, is my preaching in vain? Is my teaching in vain? No!